What's up, people? I'm here with episode 2 of Don't Say That. This is Jen Wind, your host. I'm here today to talk about some shit I've seen on the Instagram. Not even Instagram, I'm sorry. On the internet in general, specifically Twitter. And I guess also Instagram, but mainly Twitter. I have two things I saw on Twitter this week. The first thing being Kevin Spacey's coming out letter, if you can even call it that. He, if you don't already know, was charged with sexual harassment or sexual assault claims by Anthony Rapp, who was in Rent. If you've seen that movie, love it. A plus, 10 out of 10. Would recommend going and watching that. But yeah, Anthony Rapp basically said, yo, when I was 14, like, you touched me in an inappropriate way. And I'm calling you up for it. And Kevin Spacey writes a 2-paragraph letter that he posts on Twitter saying, like, hey, I'm sorry if that happened to you. I really don't remember it, but if it did, I'm sorry. Oh, and also I'm gay. Essentially, that was the letter. And I really don't even need to read it for you because that's literally what it said with, like, a few, you know, bogus sentences thrown in between. And I don't know. I think this is, like, one of the worst things I've seen on Twitter. Like, he basically put a target on the gay community's back, and I'm an LGBT studies minor, so, like, that's, like, something I really care a lot about, and I'm, like, kind of pissed with how this went down. Like, you can't just, like, not blame your actions on you being gay, but he, I feel like, used his coming out to distract from what a horrible person he is for, you know, touching a minor. Oh, if I didn't say that already, Anthony Rapp was 14 when this happened. So yeah, minor, hello. So Kevin Spacey to me was basically trying to cause this, like, I don't know, this shock. I don't know. I think he used his coming out as a distraction to take away from him accepting what he did to Anthony Rapp. I don't know, because he didn't deny it. But then he just said, like, oh, I'm gay, like, some of you have, you know, made rumors about it and thought certain things. But yeah, just to let you know, like, I am. And I've heard a lot of people say on Twitter that he's done for the first time ever. He's basically created a wrong time to come out. And that's never been created before because, as everyone says, there's no right time to come out. The right way is to come out when a person is ready and there shouldn't be any pressure put on them by their family or friends. And for him to come out at this time, though, was completely wrong. The gay community showed a lot of backlash to him instead of, you know, comforting him. Because who would want that, to basically associate gayness with sexual, like, predation or predatory? I don't know the right word. But being a sexual predatory with also being gay. He basically grouped the two in the same category when he came out with this letter. And I just can't believe it. I liked him as an actor, but now he just creeps me out. Like, now I think about that movie American Beauty and how he was the dad and he was attracted to this younger girl. And that shit was real. That was not a movie. Those are based on true events. Now that we know what we know, how creepy is that movie? Because it's creepy as fuck to me. Like, I can't watch it anymore and enjoy it because that's just weird. I don't know. I feel bad for the gay community. I can't say I feel bad for Kevin Spacey. I feel bad for Anthony Rapp. But I don't feel bad for Kevin Spacey because he did this to himself. He shouldn't have come out right now. Like, I'm happy in a sense that he can admit his truth and who he is, but I just can't condone or, like, honor what he did because it's a slap in the face to the gay community. Like, what did they ever do to you? Now you're gonna, like, I don't know. I hate it. I'm over it and I can't talk about it anymore because it's fucked up. And, like, I don't like to see my babies treated like that. I love the gay community, and they don't deserve this shit. So let's move on to something more lighthearted, and that is memes. I fucking love memes. It's my reason for my addiction to social media. My favorite meme that I saw this week was a box of Cheerios. Actually, Cheerios in, like, a clear Tupperware container. And it was labeled bagel seeds. And if you know me in person, you know a bitch loves bagels. So this is hilarious to me because I never thought about this before, but Cheerios really do look like fucking little bagels. Like, mini, mini bagels. And I guess the joke was that this person was so drunk in their Airbnb and that they started labeling things in their hotel room and they woke up and they saw the Tupperware full of Cheerios, labeled bagel seeds. And I was like, that is so some shit I would do, you guys. Like, that's fucking funny. I wish I had thought of it myself, honestly. Like, I'm gonna start calling Cheerios bagel seeds from now on. Every time I eat Cheerios, I'm gonna be like, man, I love these bagel seeds. They're so good. They may not taste like bagels. I mean, depends on what type you get. These ones in the container were just plain, so like, I don't know. Stir a little cream cheese in there instead of milk. Like, totally tastes like bagels and cream cheese, I feel like. You can make a granola bar with like cream cheese in the center, Cheerios on the outside. If you guys remember those like milk bars, they used to be made with cereal. I know they had like a Lucky Charms one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch one, a Cheerios one, and it was basically like milk and Cheerios. Well, it's like the same thing, but cream cheese and Cheerios, and therefore cream cheese and bagel seeds. Cream cheese and bagels. And like, I just love that concept. So, shout out memes for being innovative and thinking of new shit because I would totally eat that. I hope someone comes out with it. I'm gonna try it myself. I probably won't, to be honest. Plain cream cheese is not my jam. I'm down with the onion and chive, I'm down with the sun-dried tomato, and I'm down with the strawberry cream cheese. Plain cream cheese is like I gotta be in a mood, and that's a rare mood because I like the flavored cream cheese, you know what I mean? But I guess you can make the same thing with flavored cream cheese, just like roll some cream cheese in a like log shape and cover it in Cheerios and like there you go. But you need to get the ratio right. Like it couldn't just be like 70% cream cheese, 30% Cheerios. It'd have to be 50-50. And that takes some skill. That takes some time, planning, effort to get it right. So I don't know. But I definitely want to try it because I love bagels and I love Cheerios and I feel like the plain Cheerios aren't that sweet, so it could totally work. I don't know. Shout out to being drunk and thinking of good shit to eat. Also, I mean, I don't know, depends on what you do, what you're into, but like, high people think of the greatest things when they're drunk too. Like, I'm down with their creations. Like, I feel like chefs should just get high to like think of new menu items, you know what I mean? Like, shit makes you innovative as fuck and like creative and you think of new flavor combinations and that's just me. I mean, I'm down with it. I think it gets the creative juices flowing, especially when it comes to food, because everyone knows weed gives you the munchies. And when you have the munchies, your mind just starts going. You know what I mean? Your taste buds and your mind combine, and they just make you think of some good shit. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe this person was crossfaded. Maybe they weren't just high. You never know that. Anyway, I guess we'll move on. The next thing I have to talk about is edible underwear. Now, I'm not talking about the ones you buy from sex stores that look like fruit roll-up, because yes, those exist. I saw online my friend covered underwear in Skittles, and I'm like, all right, this could be one of two things, and that's a very good idea or dumb, because on the one hand, it can make things really interesting and like fun, you know what I mean? When you're in bed with, you know, your person. But also, it's a mess and it can get really sticky and just like unwanted mess with the Skittles, particularly, which that's what she covered her underwear in. Which she didn't do it for sexual, I'm just gonna put out there. She didn't do it for sexual reasons. She did it to promote her new song that came out. It's called Candy. So it makes sense, you know. But think about if you have like white bed sheets, if you're sitting there on your bed, you got rainbow fucking sugar just all over the bed sheets, and like no one fucking wants that, you know what I mean? That's just fucking annoying. You got to clean it up. It's sticky. You're gonna start getting those fruit flies coming and like crawling all over you in your sleep because, yeah, sugar and shit. But also, like, it's kind of fun. It mixes things up. It is aesthetically pleasing, that's for sure. Because who doesn't love candy, like, on your private parts? I mean, I don't know. Could that cause some problems, like a bacterial infection? I hope not. It's on the outside of the underwear, like I don't think it could. But I don't know. What do you guys think about this? You should tweet me at don't say that with three A's. Don't say that with three A's into that. And let me know what you think about edible underwear. Like, I don't know, with the underwear, if you're using like regular cotton underwear covered in candy, it might not be an issue. But like I was saying before, those fruit roll-up fucking shit underwear, I feel like that could cause an issue if they're not taken off like immediately. I get the points to like eat them off your partner or whatever. Haven't tried them myself, but I feel like that could cause some serious issues. With the regular underwear with the candy on the outside, that could be chill. You know, it's not actually touching anything important. So like they're just there to smell good, look good, taste good, be like a game in bed. Who knows, man? I don't know. Just got me thinking. I saw this on our Instagram, and I was like, interesting. At first, I wasn't all down for it, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, okay, there could be some pros to this. You know, gotta weigh the pros and cons. And I don't know how to feel. Like, I want to say they're cool. They looked good on her. She did a good job. She used a hot glue gun and all. You know, got them all even on there. I'm down with rainbows. So, you know, it takes the statement, taste the rainbow, to a whole nother level. You know, Skittles, taste the rainbow, see the rainbow, takes that statement to a whole nother level. I bet you never thought you would see it go there. But it did. It went there. I don't know. I kind of have nothing else to say on this because I'm just speechless. I don't know how to feel about it. I'm really conflicted inside. So I guess it's up to you guys. What do you guys think? Like, yay or nay? Candy on underwear. Is it cool? Is it innovative? Is it fun? Is it new? I think the answers to all those questions are yes. But is it a mess? Is it sticky? Does it eventually start to rot and smell bad? Probably. You guys, let me know. Please tweet me. Let me know what you think about these edible underwear. I want to like them for my friend's sake, but I also need to keep it real. You know what I mean? So let me know. Until then, please tune back in next week. That's all I have for episode 2. Thank you for listening to me talk shit, and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks, bye.